With what you need to know in the news on Monday, May 16th, 2022, I'm Vin Avenue. New Jersey Catholic bishops have signed a letter expressing their disappointment and outrage over Governor Phil Murphy's proposed expansion of access to abortions in New Jersey. The bishops said, quote, "The proposed legislation is a direct attack on the dignity and sanctity of life and is further evidence that we have failed as a society when a mother feels her only option is to end the life of her child," close quote. Abortion is a sin in the Catholic Church as it takes away a life. The bishop said they will increase awareness of church programs to help mothers and families. Congress is expected to try and address the ongoing shortage of baby formula. On ABC's This Week, House Speaker Pelosi says legislation is pending that would allow the U.S. to buy formula from other countries that have ample supplies. That includes Mexico, Chile, Ireland, and the Netherlands. The White House has also expressed support for increasing imports of formula. Anti-Semitic references to Hasidic Jews in New Jersey appear in a manifesto officials say is the work of the accused Buffalo mass shooter.
The manifesto, believed to have been written by 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, complains of what he calls Hasidic activities in Lakewood, Toms River, and other growing Jewish communities in New Jersey and New York. A section of the 180-page document first obtained by the Lakewood Scoop calls Hasidic Jews, quote, deplorable. Gendron is accused of opening fire on a supermarket in New York Saturday and killing 10 people and injuring 3. Law enforcement officials said he drove over 3 hours to specifically target a black community. I'm Rick Rickman.
9 New Jersey counties now have high community transmission rates for COVID, but the CDC data tracker shows increases in every county. Atlantic, Burlington, Camden, Cape May, Gloucester, Monmouth, Morris, Ocean, and Sussex counties have the highest rates. The CDC is now recommending masks indoors and out, as well as on mass transit. Lawmakers want to force the Motor Vehicle Commission to end its policy of having some agencies available only for license transactions and others only for vehicle-related ones, a change its chief is reluctant to end because it's more efficient for the state.
Assemblyman Dan Benson says things wouldn't go back to all walk-in with waiting in line, but appointments would be available for all transactions at all locations.
With all the efficiencies of having so many transactions being online now, surely that frees up enough space to do what we were always doing prior.
He says that might mean buying more cameras for real ID and scheduling extra shifts, but he says the MVC shouldn't settle for people making long drives to agencies just because they're less frequent.
The bafflement that I have is we did it before, so I think it's a matter of figuring it out, not necessarily a matter of even more resources.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Child care centers across the Garden State are getting millions in grant money to fix up buildings, playgrounds, and make other improvements as well.
Tara Colton of the Jersey Economic Development Authority says the EDA is moving forward with a $54.5 million child care facilities improvement pilot program.
There are long-standing issues in many child care facilities that need to be addressed, and they're traditionally not projects that money's available for.
She adds grants between $50,000 and $200,000 will be available starting this summer. Most of the money for the program is coming from the American Rescue Plan. I'm David Matthau.
A Manchester man has filed a federal lawsuit over Dunkin's refusal to refund $4.54 on a gift card, according to a report by The Patch. The suit filed by Daniel Crooks in federal court in Massachusetts, where Dunkin' is headquartered, seeks $5 million in damages. The lawsuit says Dunkin' did not disclose that the balances were not refundable and is a violation of consumer protection laws. New Jersey Reentry, headed up by former New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy, has launched a partnership with Hackensack Meridian in Neptune City, University of Pennsylvania Medicine in Princeton, and Discovery Institute in Marlborough to provide treatment services to veterans with an other than honorable discharge.
OTH can be as minor as a veteran smoking a joint, says McGreevy, but the problem is all benefits, including health and psychiatric, are tied to the discharge. So reentry is
providing basic psychiatric and addiction services.
But the point is
that someone who doesn't have any benefits will get a minimum of 70 days of care, and then we'll put them into long-term intensive outpatient.
It saddens McGreevy to know that veterans with an other than honorable discharge are denied these full service of benefits they deserve after defending our great country. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
Mars Wrigley issued a voluntary recall of several specific varieties of Skittles, Starburst, and Lifesavers gummies because of a possible metal strand embedded in the candy or loose in the bag. Several customers reported this to the company, but nobody's been injured or has become ill. I'm Vin Abenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.